said, sweet, sweet, by and by. Well, I'm going to meet you, greet you over there in that home beyond the sky. It'll be glorious, I declare. And God's own son will be. You have heard of little Moses and the bulrush. You have heard of fearless David and his sling. You have heard the story told of dreaming Joseph and the prophet and the squirrels we often sing. Amen. There are many, many others through the Bible. I would like to meet them all, I do declare. Amen. Altogether, all the skeptics will be absent on that day. Praise the Lord! There'll be no tremblers present to disturb us, and the Achans will be busy far away. There, the saints will have it sealed upon their forehead, dressed in raiment but ransomed ones can wear. All who have the wedding garment will be present. Altogether, all the skeptics will be absent on that day. There will be no grumblers present to disturb us, and the Achans will be busy far away. There, the saints will have it sealed upon their forehead, dressed in nuns and ransom ones can wear. All who have that wedding garment will be present. Let's
Jesus carts, shake one another's hand. You're going to be spending eternity with them.
Well, I'm going to greet you over there and at home beyond the sky. But that's singing you a beer, never heard by mortals. It'll be glorious, I do.
May be seated. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
It's good to be in the house of the Lord today.
Amen.
With believers that love this message and believe it with all their heart.
Amen.
We're going to a meeting in the air.
Amen.
Amen. It don't get better than that. Praise the name of the Lord. I'd like to welcome everybody today, all the ones from Texas and Georgia and from around the world. We welcome you here today, and I pray that you are like us. You're under great expectations for something to happen from the Lord. You say amen to that.
Amen.
Brother Branham said, if you come expecting something, you're going to get it.
Amen.
And so I hope your expectations are really high this morning, because he's here this morning. I brought him with me. You... Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers that are out there and grandfathers. Special day to you. I don't know if you heard the quote of the day this morning, but it was special. Kind of ties in. It was kind of Mother's Day, but Father's Day too, that somebody asked Brother Branham and says, I know my mother over there on the other side. He said, you'll know her. He said, you'll know every mother.
Amen.
Amen. He went back and he took him as was, he says, as John and Peter, and he says he took him up on Mount Transfigurations. He said they had never seen Moses and Elijah, and they knew exactly who that he was. So we're going to know Father Abraham, we're going to know Moses, we're going to know Elijah. Although you never seen Brother Branham, you're going to know Brother Branham. You're going to know everybody. Everybody, everybody, everybody. Amen. Talking about a meeting in the air. You know what's so wonderful? That prophet's going to tell us all about that today. Oh, it's a special day. We'd like to welcome our special guests today that are here for the Stillwater Camp. How many are here for the Stillwater Camp? Would you stand up? Everybody that's here for Stillwater Camp. Welcome! Wow. Well, it's going to be one of the greatest days of your life. The whole week is going to be, because you're going to be filled with his presence. Amen. You're going to be sitting together in heavenly places in his presence. Amen. And that he's going to fill you with his Holy Spirit. Amen. It's a guarantee. Amen. It's a guarantee. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Camp starts right now. The Lord. We all want to lick that honey off of them. Amen. We got going to have a lot of honey on us. We're really going to be going slow when we go out of the building tonight. We're going to be full of molasses and honey of the Holy Spirit when we do here. What are we doing here today? We're in the final process of being adopted. Amen. Sons and daughters of God. Amen. We are being anointed by the Holy Spirit and positionally placed by the Holy Spirit. What a special time it is for the bride. He is telling the world, the Lord Jesus, that sweet Holy Spirit tells the world and telling Satan, he's giving him notice. This is my son. This is my daughter. Their word is my word. What they bind on earth, I'll bind in heaven. That's your promise to you. Amen. Praise the Lord. I love that. We're giving you notice, Satan. He's already trembling. He's been doing that. Amen. We're now living in the promised land, Brother Branham said. Amen. He says the promised land, yes, we're living in the promised land. And we have to fight for every inch that we get. Amen. All those promises to be adopted sons and daughters of God, it's a fight. It's a fight. But we here as a church, according to the word that we know, it's a lot easier to fight that fight when you know you're going to win the battle. Amen. And we know we've won that battle. Amen. We win it. And that's why we're going to even talk about at camp, is pulling our swords and whacking that devil. Amen. So we are the living word of God made manifest in human flesh. That's a huge responsibility. We're being made manifest in human flesh. We are now living in the promised land, as he said, and he says we're eating of that corn. That's that stored up food. That's what that is, sitting together in heavenly places. Now, this great tutor that Brother Branham talks about, who is this tutor? I know who I'm talking about. How can we recognize him? We've got to be able to recognize him. How will we know him as the Holy Spirit? First, he'll speak to us through human lips. Yeah. Praise the Lord. name of the Lord. Glory. Glory. You may be seated. He'll be speaking the truth every time. Every time he speaks, it's got to be the truth. He'll reveal himself, and all the mysteries will be revealed to us through him that's been hidden since the foundation of the world. Amen. That's what that Holy Spirit will do. Then he'll prove himself by the word. He's got to prove himself by the word. It's not good enough to say it. He's got to prove himself. And then he'll fulfill every scripture in the Bible that spoke about him. Amen. Amen. And then he will be vindicated by a pillar of fire. Amen. 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 Praise the name of the Lord. And then he will reveal himself by spiritual revelation to the bride of Jesus Christ. Amen. The whole world can see that picture. The bride of Jesus Christ, we don't even have to see that picture. We know that that pillar of fire is in this building right here. We know that pillar of fire was down on Spring Street in 1933. We wasn't there, but I know that it happened, and I know that he's here. But it is proof to the world that that is his messenger. That is God's prophet. And so he's telling us, this is my messenger. This is the Holy Spirit. This is your tutor. Hear ye him. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. If that is true, and it is, amen, then listening to the tapes in church is scriptural. Seated. When the word says, Paul speaking, but though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than which has been preached unto you, let him be a curse. So then, by listening to a proven, vindicated, revealed gospel spoken by the seventh angel messenger, which is the Holy Spirit, is the perfect will of God. Amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's what this bride of Jesus Christ is exactly what we believe. And he's told us what pasture we're supposed to eat in. He says, I ain't giving you. He says he's left stored up food for the bride of Jesus Christ to eat. He told us where to eat and what to eat and how we had to eat. And he said it's not ironweeds and it ain't old willows. It's precious stored up food, and we're getting fat on it. Amen. Amen. He said that's what the bride of Jesus Christ does. They eat it all the time. And that's what we must do, is constantly be eating that. It's like the kids at camp, we had one of the themes was that hypoglycemic. We all know what it is. You got to eat all the time. You have highs and lows. Everybody know what hypoglycemic is? Remember me talking about that. You get highs and the lows. You want to keep it, that's feed it up all the time. That's what the bride must do all the time, is stay in this word. Because that tutor is always with you. He's always speaking to you, speaking through human lips to the bride of Jesus Christ. Amen. You're becoming a chip off the old block. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. He said, you're acting just like him, you talk just like him, and you say amen to every single word that he says. He says that you get so blessed that he says you throw your hands up in the air when he says something and says, hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord. You can see this. Today is going to be another red letter day. We want to get right to it because it's so excited to hear this message with you. And we had, as that many of you know, last week we had the church read it. We were off for camp and we'll be off this Sunday because of the schedule. But I was so blessed. And this message and this series of messages is so important. The adoption, that we must study it and listen to it, because it's full of nuggets that's inside of this message. But it's going to change your life if you open up your heart and you believe it today. You won't be the same person when you leave this building as you come in. It's impossible. He's not only going to be setting underneath heavenly places because that pillar of fire is here, but he's going to tell you where you come from. He's going to tell you who you are right now. He's going to tell you where you're going. And now he's going to tell you what you're going to do once you get there. Hey, that's wonderful. And besides all that, he's going to remind you once again that he done saw you beyond the curtain of time on the other side in white robes. I was there. You were there. He saw us. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. No more even, Brother Branham says, I was wondering, will I be a mist? Will I be a cloud? I'll be floating around. And brothers tell me the other day he was at a funeral and they're saying, I wonder if they're up there playing on their harp someplace or something. But only the bride of Jesus Christ knows the truth. That knows that when this earthly tabernacle was dissolved, we instantly are sitting in the presence of the Lord Jesus with the other saints, worshiping the Lord Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. We read a quote at camp, and I hadn't rehearsed this down, but it said that when Samuel was called up by the witch of Endor, he says he called him up, Brother Ram says, it was Samuel. He said he still had on that prophet's robe. He still had that anointing was upon him. He says, we just change places. We don't change who we are. We just change places. He says, but that prophet was conscious of what was going on down here. I believe that prophet is conscious of what's going on right here. And that church is made up around the world. You listening in everywhere, God's got his bride together that believe this word. And as we know and as we say, it's only this message that can bring the bride of Jesus Christ together. It can't be me. I don't have no ministry. I've got one ministry. Hear ye him. That's my ministry right there. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord to me. I like that. I could just say those three words and sit down. Because you believe it. And it's easy to come up here and to get in front of brothers and sisters, the bride of Jesus Christ, that loves this message and believes this message like I believe this message. There's even more we're going to hear today besides from our tutor. He's going to tell you all about your inheritance. Oh, that's a beautiful word. It's a beautiful word, and it belongs to you. Which of you parents are worried about your kids or your grandkids? Or maybe you're worried about your mom or your dad or your grandparents or somebody else. Do you have somebody in your family that you want to see the message? Raise your hands up high. You got somebody you're worried about? I got the answer for you. I got the promise for you. I got the inheritance for you. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou and thy house shall be saved. If you've got faith enough for your own self to be saved, have faith enough, no matter how wayward that boy is or that girl is, they shall be saved anyhow. Woo! Yes! Yes! Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Praise the name. That's not what's so wonderful. It ain't my words. I ain't saying something just to make you feel good. Those are the words of Elohim. Amen. God, somehow, if he has to lay them on their backs, lay them in the hospital, dying, they'll be saved. God promised it. The inheritance. Oh, they shall be there, and all their offsprings with them. Oh! Lord! Lord! Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. You remain standing. How wonderful. Just remain standing, if you will. Get right into the tape. How wonderful to have that promise that he is going to remind you today it is your inheritance. Because you're the bride, when the bride takes a husband, everything that's his, it becomes theirs. And so he give you a promise. He said, that's the word. It's yours. So don't turn back, don't look. There it is. It's the promise. God's word can't fail. Hold on to it, believe it. Thy and thy house, it'll be safe. They're coming one way or the other. So if you're running, man, you're going to come back. Thank the Lord for the word. Thank the Lord for the message of the hour. Thank you, Lord Jesus. There's even more. Are you ready? In the closing of today's precious love letter to the bride of Jesus Christ, we say many times this message is a love letter. It truly is. Nothing speaks to our heart, our soul, our very inside like this message. It's what we're here for. We're just here to worship him and to thank him. Our minds can't even conceive all that he does for us. When we're at our lowest, he picks us up. When we fall, he's right there. It's because he predestinated you before the foundation of the world. He chose you. You never chose him. He chose you. He put your name on there. He wrote it with his blood. He pardoned you. It's yours. It just belongs to you. It is all your inheritance, everything that comes with it. Brother Branham says, if you're the lowest drunk person, don't matter. It all belongs to you. We're the lowest of the lowest of the lowest, but they're the bride of Jesus Christ. Everything belongs to us. But at the end of it, he's going to clinch it. I love when Brother Branham says he clinches the nail. He wants you to be sure so that you can't get loose and nobody else can't get loose. We heard on the message, we are like in Noah's Ark, we're sealed in. We can't get out because he sealed us in.
Amen.
He wants you to make sure that you know who you are in this love letter.
Amen.
He wants you to know then who he is.
Yes.
Make no mistake, he knew who he was.
Amen.
And the whole message, and then he nails it shut at the very end. He does it on every message. That is, oh, well, after 63. He was born God's prophet.
Amen.
He's still God's prophet.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There's not another prophet. There's not another messenger. Not something. No. God sent him. It was done. All the mysteries were revealed. And he's going to tell you about it. So there's no wiggle room. He says, friends, we ain't got much time left, honey. I call you honey because you are my honeys. Are you glad to be God's prophet's honeys? Amen. Matthew 10:24, he that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive that prophet's reward. Amen. God's honeys. That's who we are. You know what? Here's a scripture come. Paul said, I'm jealous over you, his church, with godly jealousy, for I espouse you. He says, there you are. That's got it. That's it. For I espouse you, engage you to Christ as a chaste virgin. Now, if that was true, then on that day, he said, them people said to me, Jesus will come to you, and you will present us to him.
Amen.
A chaste virgin.
Amen.
Judged by the word that you've preached to them.
Amen.
Amen. He will introduce us to the Lord Jesus Christ. I'd say playing the tapes is pretty important.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Do you love him with all your heart this morning?
Amen.
Let's just bow our heads. How wonderful to know what we know. To have that special revelation that he's given to the bride of Jesus Christ. To know that he has called us, predestinated us, and it is by his mercy and grace that we're here today in the process of being adopted.
Amen.
It is a process. You know, we talk about thinking, it's like, oh, one day that's going to happen. It's happening today.
Amen.
Right now, listening to this message, that process is taking place.
Amen.
He's adopting you, each and every one of you. And he's here today to give us whatever we have need of. All we have to do is believe it. And we do believe it. Because the promises will speak the word. And he says, that bride, whatever you ask on earth, I'll bind it in heaven. He's done told you by his word, your offspring, your family, whatever you want, claim them. They're going to be there. It's a promise. Nail it down. Don't look back. You need healing? He's going to give it to you.
Amen.
You want more of the Holy Spirit? He'll give it to you today.
Amen.
You want to be refreshed and, Lord, just be a real true son and daughter of God? Today he's going to give it to you.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit is here right now to give you anything you want.
Amen.
He wants to give it to you more than you want it.
Amen.
And so we're going to get it. And he's going to tell us who we are, what we are, where we're going, and all about it. Thank you, Lord, for storing up this food so that we could hear it. Thank you, Lord, for being here with us today.
Amen.
For he is here. Hallelujah. He is here. Hey. bless his name again, for he is here. Listen closely, hear him calling out your name. He
to him.
And he is here. Hallelujah. He is here. Amen. He is here.
Love you this morning, Lord, with all of our heart. How blessed we are, Lord, to be in your presence today. Lord, blessed with all spiritual blessings, seated together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, predestinated to be adopted children of God, manifested in this end time. Lord, predestinated to hear the prophet messenger that you have sent in this day, as it's vindicated to be, thus saith the Lord. Lord, we're so anxious, Lord, to hear this message that, Lord, restores us back to all that Adam lost, that restores all things, Lord, restores us back to the faith that was once delivered to the saints. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to be here and to hear your messenger speak to us, your voice to us in this day. How precious it is to us. We love you, Lord, with all of our heart. Lord, we thank you, Lord, in advance for every request upon every heart, every request written down here. We thank you, Lord, for those that are listening in today, wherever they are, in their car, in their home, in their church, wherever they are. Lord, you love them. They're your bride. You've met every need. It's already paid for. It's already sealed, signed, and delivered. Lord, we just accept it right now, Lord, whatever we have need of. And Lord, I'm just so blessed, Lord, to hear what, if we needed a refilling of the Holy Ghost, and a rededication and consecration. Every heart in here says, Lord, I open my heart, Lord. Fill me afresh with your Holy Spirit. Give us a refreshing and a filling. And Lord, a complete surrender to you and your word. Thank you for it, Lord. We love you with all of our heart. And we just are here to gather at your table to hear your word that's in due season. We love you again, Lord. We can't express it enough or tell you enough that we love you with all of our heart. We commit now the further part of this service to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He is here.
Hallelujah. He is here. Listen closely. Hear him calling out your name, for he is here and you can touch him. You
praise the name of the Lord. You may be seated. I'm just so happy to be here. Amen. I can't wait to hear what's in this message and to hear it all together with our Elixifier. It's truly unlimited what the Lord can do for us tonight. Amen. How many's happy to be redeemed? Amen. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, His child, and forever I am. Amen.
Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through His infinite mercy. His child and forever I am. Oh, redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, His child and forever I am. Redeemed and so happy in Jesus. No language my rapture can tell. I know that the light of His presence with me doth continually dwell.
Amen. Precious Heavenly Father, we have so much to be thankful for, Lord. Lord, all You've done for us, Your mercy, Your grace, for the Holy Spirit, this message, Father, we just thank You, Lord. We thank You for these tithes and offerings, Lord. We know that You will bless them, Lord. And be with us, Lord. Be with all the campers. Be with us in the furthest of service. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen.
Oh, redeemed, yes, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of His child and forever I am. And I think of my blessed Redeemer. I think of Him all the day long. I sing, for I cannot be silent. His love is the theme of my song. Oh, redeemed, yes, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, His child and forever I am. And I know I shall see in His beauty the King in whose law I delight, who lovingly guardeth my footsteps and giveth me songs in the night. Oh, redeemed, yes, redeemed. Child and forever I am. And when the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more. And the morning breaks eternal, bright and fair. And when the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Shall rise and the glory of his resurrection share. And when his chosen ones shall gather to their homes beyond the sky, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Oh, when the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, oh, when the roll is called up yonder. Setting sun, let us talk of all his wondrous loving care. Then when all of life is over and our work on earth is done, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Oh, and the roll is called up yonder. Oh, and the roll is called up yonder. Oh, and the roll is called up yonder. Well, let us labor for the master from the dawn till setting sun. Let us talk of all his wondrous love and care. Then when all of life is over and our work on earth is done, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Oh, when the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, oh, is a lie. Oh, in that city where there cometh no nigh. Well, I've a mansion over there, and when free from toiling care, I am going where the Lamb is a lie. In that city where the Lamb is a lie. Oh, yes, that city where there cometh no nigh. Well, I've a mansion over there. Alive. And there's a country far beyond the starry sky, and there's a city where there never comes a night, and if we're faithful we shall go there by and by. Oh, to that city where the Lamb is alive. Oh, in that city where the Lamb is alive. Oh, that city where there cometh no night. And I've a mansion over there, and when free from toiling care, I am going where the Lamb is alive. Here we have our days of sunshine, but we know that the sun which shines upon us now so bright will be changed to clouds and rain until we go. Well, to that city where the Lamb is alive. Oh, in that city where the Lamb is alive. No night, and I've a mansion over there, and we're free from going where the Lamb is alive. There the flowers bloom forever, and the day shall be one eternal day without a night, and our tears will forever wiped away. Oh, in that city where the Lamb is. Verse 4. Oh, here we have our disappointments all the while, and our fondest hopes but meet with bitter blight. Though by night we weep, the morning brings a smile. Oh, in that city where the Lamb is alive. Let sunlight fade, let twilight bring its gloom. Not a shadow can my blissful soul affright, for I know that up in heaven there is room. Oh, in that city where the Lamb is alive. Oh, in that city where the Lamb is alive. Oh, that city where there cometh no night. Well, I've a mansion over there, and with I'm going where the Lamb is. Let's clap it to him.
Promise. Amen. What an assurance. Amen. I'm so thankful that He predestinated me, called me to be a part of His family, a child of the King. His royal blood now flows in my veins. Truly, it's becoming more and more of a reality to us. And it's only grace that we can say, oh, yes, oh, yes, I'm a child of the King. His royal blood now flows in my veins. My holy Father, He
has made me his own, and I'm cleansed by his blood, and I'm clothed in his love, and someday I'll sing with the angels above. Oh yes, oh yes, I'm a child of the King. His royal blood now flows in my veins, and I, who was wretched and poor, now can sing. Oh, praise God, praise God, I'm a child of...
Let's just sing it real sweetly to him.
Yes, oh yes, I'm a child of the King. His royal blood now flows in my veins, and I, who was wretched and poor, now can see. Praise God, praise God, I'm a child of the King. And God, he is so good. God is so good. Oh, God is so good. He's so good to me. I love him so.
And hum it softly to him. Truly, Lord, you're so good to us. And we love you so.
You may be seated. What a privilege it is once again for us to be sitting together in heavenly places to be able to eat up stored up food that God's provided for his bride, that truly we're becoming adopted sons and daughters of God in this end time, feasting upon the word that he's given to us. What a privilege and honor it is to introduce and have come to this pulpit again, Brother Branham, our pastor. God bless you.